We'll first go through the basement, and I will show you what I do.
Stepping inside the home of Timothy Orecre is like stepping into his mind. He's built an artist sanctuary for himself inside of his Northwest Detroit home.
So it's a little bit messy here. I don't clean house.
And like any treasure, he's concerned about keeping it safe.
The last person should kindly please lock the door, because we have some sneaky people here who want to like eat without paying for their lunches.
There's about 600 pieces of original artwork inside of his home, and that is truly a conservative estimate. The basement is overflowing. The upstairs is bursting with work that pours into the hallways, where more canvases of all sizes are stacked. At some points, you can't even see the walls that they're stacked against. Each piece is its own multimedia project, with Timothy using paint, of course, but also a ton of found materials that plenty of people wouldn't think of as treasure at all.
Cigarette butts, strings, burlap, straws, rope, Mardi Gras beads, macaroni, if you eat that, wood, and corrugated paper, just to create this unique texture.
Each room in his house ends up with its own artistic vibe and ultimately soundtrack. You might hear jazz blasting from a radio in one area and classical in another. It adds to this life-affirming creative energy that just pours out of his home. You might even hear the sound of birds when you walk into a corner of the house. Timothy keeps a few as pets, and one of them is appropriately named Picasso. All of this artwork that he shares space with is for sale. Timothy is a working, living artist. A lot of his work is displayed in hospitals around the state. He does keep the first floor relatively uncluttered by his art. It's probably the only place in his home that doesn't represent the relentlessly positive and colorful stream of consciousness that Timothy has built his practice around. And it's in this uncluttered, traditional dining room that he has his piano set up.
I came to America and decided to create a song,
which is yet another artistic outlet for him.
For 9 and 10 years, I left the shores of Africa. Well, my name is Timothy Ufuoma Efe Orecre. You could hear that name. It doesn't sound like something from anywhere in east side, this side, west side. I'm actually from Nigeria. I'm a painter. I'm a mixed media artist that tends to see beauty and creativity in everything. One of the reasons why I like to create things about Detroit, there's a lot of rundown, burned down, shoot down, raggedy, whatever. I look for beauty in that. If we wait for the most wonderful, convenient, superior, cool, then we'll lose our creativity, because there's beauty in everything. I call Detroit home, from home.
Timothy grew up in a part of Nigeria along the Gulf of Guinea called Warri Delta State.
Warri Delta State is one of the thriving, beautiful places because it's got oil.
He comes from a massive family, the son of a teacher and a preacher.
Yeah, I'm the number 9. I kind of like sealed the deal. Well, my father was 54. He said to my mama, how about one more time? She's like, no, we've got 8 already. And she's like, well, trust me. And before you know it, there I was.
He discovered his love of painting at 17 and was already quite good at it, able to sell it in Nigeria. But as he entered adulthood, he started thinking about making his way to America.
Well, I was there as a little boy. Everybody, like anyone in Africa, would want to come to America and would dream about Americans. After I graduated from college, I discovered that I was selling works to tourists, people who visited my country. And I kept telling my parents, what if I go live there and I would just be there and create there instead of them coming here and traveling and look for me as a tourist artist?
He landed in St. Louis in 1995 with the help of an arts organization that sponsored him, before finding himself in Detroit, where he's called home ever since.
But little did I know that art should not be tied to a culture. Art should be more of like an artist looking through its view mirror and creating things of like back to a freedom. And so my work literally reflects my philosophy, reflects myself, reflects my mindset, reflects my hopes and dreams, and reflects society. I moved here, and since then, it's more of like a little heaven in this part of side of paradise.
And while he's rejected some of those pressures of cultural identity, Timothy's work is still very influenced by Nigeria and the bright colors that surrounded his life growing up. but he's decided to leave some things from his home behind, like what his father envisioned for him, to be a preacher, not a painter.
He was very eager because he felt I was a little bit sociable, a little bit convincing, I was a little bit oratorial of some kind. And it just takes me back to the promises I gave to my papa. I said, don't worry, I'll preach with my brushes.
Some of that paintbrush preaching has been to reject the misogyny he saw growing up in Nigeria.
I grew up in a chauvinistic culture in Nigeria. Women were not even counted at some time, just like if you follow some history of sometimes of some societal, you know, strand. And so I thought about creating this thing that shows homage to women, and that's what I want to create for this project. I feel the more every artist does to create this unique way of thinking, this unique way of life, societal freedom, this unique way of evolving and appreciating people, it might then create a little kind of a fad, a little kind of a form. And so I felt I would talk a little bit about doing a project that reflects joy, happiness, applaud of women. But it's on a twist. I'm doing it based on my African mindset.
It's not like my motherland. I call Detroit home. From home.
I'm Ryan Patrick Hooper, WDET News.